With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Live it, love it. She's just a warm and she's cool out town in her age Cadillac. Live it, love it. She's just a warm. Come on, babe, on the roundabout. Rattle the miracle round. You don't know what the name is.
Now, so you I am on. It's the third time tonight I have managed to not have my mic on. Okay.
Yo.
Yes. How's it going, everybody? Little change from the normal pace. They're starting off with Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It always fires me up. Speaking of Led Zeppelin and being fired up, the Academy Awards this week. You didn't see anything, did you?
Nope.
No idea, huh?
No
but
idea.
I did go out and purposely see one of the movies that was sort of highlighted in the Academy Awards. What was it called? Silver Linings Playbook. And one thing about me and movies, whenever there's a Led Zeppelin song in the movie, it just instantly makes me, I can't help but like the movie. It's just,
Whoa, that's trouble.
What other weird sounds have we got going on?
Yeah, I know. I'm playing with my computer. I shouldn't be.
I don't think that
I always get mad at you for playing with stuff.
Yes. So anyway, I did enjoy, the Silver Lining Playbook. And it did have a Zeppelin song in it, which instantly made it awesome. As I cut them off. let's see. So, besides Led Zeppelin, Mahjong this week. Did you get to play any Mahjong?
I don't think so.
That doesn't sound like a very...
Cool. I don't know. I went to the study session last Thursday. I played a little bit of Mahjong Fight Club today.
I have to say, at the study session lately, I just get crapped upon. Third and fourth place only. How did you do?
I won two games in a row.
I do remember now, actually. When I sat down at the table with Hisato, their first thing was like, oh, yeah, you threw, Hanuman, Hanuman.
18,000 to me.
To Jin.
And I was reached too, and he just let me have it. If he had thrown the 8 instead, then I would have had Baimon, 24,000 points. He was, like, way ahead in first place, too, of everybody.
See, he was probably calculating. He knew the expensive one, so he was like, oh, okay, I won't throw the 8.
And then Ara was sitting next to me, and after we were done, he was like, That leech was great, or that reach was great, something like that.
Did he give a reason for why it was great?
I don't know, probably because I won 18,000 from Hisato.
I know, exactly. And I really, you know how when we go to these study sessions, and the whole point of them is to play correctly, not look at the result and then decide because of the good result that the way you did something was right or wrong. So much of the time, it actually seems like in the end, the reason that they decide something was good or bad was in fact because it turned out well. And had he stopped, they wouldn't necessarily say it was a great play by him to have not thrown, that 18,000 to you. They would probably just say, "Well, see, you shouldn't have reached there." It would have been more your mistake than his great play.
I don't know. I don't know, but Moriyama was watching me, actually, when I was playing that hand.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that there were some tough parts that I played really well in that hand, so... Uh-huh. And he didn't say anything. He was just watching, and then he got called away partway through the hand, but I think he thought I played fine. Because usually, the thing about Moriyama is when he's watching from behind, and he sees something that he doesn't agree with, he'll say it during the game.
Yeah.
He doesn't wait till after. And so
that is really annoying.
The fact that he didn't say anything makes me think that I was probably playing that hand pretty well.
So
and it wasn't just like a simple hand that you just like go up and win for. I had like 5, 6, 6, 7, 8 in cracks.
Uh-huh.
And then I had like, I think it was 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 or in BAMs, and 7 was the Dora.
Uh-huh.
And then I had like 6, 7 of dots, I think.
So you're kind of thinking, at least, you want to get reach, Tanyao, or you want to get reach simples, piece, and maybe, if possible, three colored runs in there.
Yeah, well, that's what it ended up being, but at first it looked like it would be easier to just make it, like three, I'm sorry, Reach, All Simples, Artanyo, and Three Dora.
Three Dora?
Yeah, because I ended up with another seven bams. Wow. And so, and I turned it into a piece hand by getting rid of the 5 and 6 of cracks.
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know, I think I played it well.
Well done.
Yeah. And I won the game. And then the next game I won, too.
And not only that, you got to stick it to Hisato, which is always fun. Because the guy...
I played with Okawa twice, too, and he ended up having to lose to me twice.
Okawa, you don't feel so... I mean, you know, I expect to beat him. But, you know, Hisato wins a lot.
Yeah.
It's fun to win against him.
It is definitely fun to win against him.
I got matched up against Katsumata again, who, in the game that I was against him, I did actually manage to beat him while still taking third place. I was the one who knocked him into fourth place. and he was clearly... It was a rare occasion by him to have misplayed the hand. He ended up saving Dora, the hidden dragon, they're the lucky dragon, too long. And he was going for a flush in a suit that wasn't the Dora. Like I think the Dora was the three of dots,
mm-hmm.
and he was going for a flush in the cracks. But I think he probably didn't want to totally give away his hand as quickly as possible. And then I cheed the 10 of dots with 7, 8, and you know as soon as I do that, or not the 10, the 9. As soon as that I do that, you've pretty much got to know I've got a flush or a half flush, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me that made me tempi, made me ready with one, two of mm-hmm. dots. But I also had the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 already in my hand, so that gave me the half flush, the full straight, and if I get the Dora, of course, then that gives me the Mangan. And he threw the Dora next, and later he was saying, "Wow, I misplayed that hand entirely." but he's another fun player to beat because he's just so good all the time. He just doesn't make mistakes. It's fun to catch him on a mistake.
And it's nice that he'll actually say that too, that he made a mistake.
Yeah. Pretty strong player. Speaking of whom, actually, he is in the Grand Prix coming up this weekend. Any ideas? So let's see. The names, the big names that we know in there: Katsumata, Furukawa, Seto Kuma, Horiuchi, Kurosawa Sasaki, Maehara, Yamai, Shibata, Kaicho. Kaicho's in the
Nada.
The best 16, yes.
Wow.
Fujisaki, Ohashi, and Kojima Sensei. Any ideas? Who do you think? Who's your favorite to at least make the final table?
I'm sorry, can you say the names again?
See, big names. Katsumata, Furukawa, Seto Kuma, Horiuchi, Saki, Kurosawa Saki, Maehara, Yamai, Shibata, Nada, Fujisaki, Ohashi, and Kojima.
I actually kind of want Horiuchi to make it.
Yeah, you know, like
part
as
of me
I,
just really wants him to.
As much as I hate rooting for the guy, I do think he something about the way he plays is, at least certainly in that sort of format, a tournament format where you've just got to go for it.
Yeah.
It somehow really seems to benefit the way he plays. And that's something that I was thinking about because right now on Fight Club they have sort of a tournament thing going, right? Oops. Damn. Huh? Did I turn?
No, it's still on. Okay. It's okay. I think you're playing with your volume or something.
Oh, okay. They have a tournament thing going on in Mahjong Fight Club. It's a triathlon tournament, meaning that they put together your best scores from a east only, two east only rounds, two east and south round games, and two Sanba games, 2 3-person Mahjong games. I actually managed to get really lucky in all the ones that I played. Like when I played 3-person Mahjong, in both of the two consecutive games, I got 13 orphans.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me plus like 40 points there. In two consecutive games in the north, in the south, in the east south games, I got like plus 30 points each time, and then I also got Yakuman once, or you know, four concealed triples, and another really big win in the east only. So I'm currently 122nd in the whole tournament.
Wow.
But, and so now, you know, I'm trying to improve on my score, and it's weird. I keep jumping way out into the lead early, and then, you know, I feel like, okay, I can really build up my points here, and I keep going for it, and then suddenly I'll end up throwing like a 12,000 point hand to somebody, and oops, wow, I'm not even winning the game anymore. And it's, I'm having a really hard time figuring out how to strategize in these tournament, like in these, well, what do you call them? In these races where you're trying to just build up as many points as possible. When you know that the way other players are playing, they're not looking at what's going on at all. Nobody's going to play any defense. So what should, when you know that nobody's going to be playing any defense, what should the way you play be? Like, what do you do in that situation?
Also, don't play defense.
Yeah, I know. So that's what it seems like.
Well, I think you just have to do your best and hope you get lucky, kind of thing.
Huh. It seems like that once you know that the way other players are going to play, it seems like you should be able to adjust your play in such a way that it makes it more beneficial for you. Since you know nobody is going to, I mean, you know,
so
they're
you
just
can
gonna
go,
be going
like,
for
just
it.
Go for big hand, like only go for it when you have big hands, kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's very similar to what that's pretty similar to what trying the old Garth trick there. That's very similar to the way I was playing for the World Series of Mahjong, because, you know, I mean, I think a lot of the players coming into the World Series of Mahjong are very used to playing Chinese Mahjong, where there really is no point in playing defense.
Mm.
So then they just continue to play the World Series rules without any defense. Whereas those rules do have a little bit of a crossover between Chinese and Japanese Mahjong, so there is some benefit in the end to playing at least a little defense. So I guess that's right, you know? I mean, I think if you just go for big hands, I guess if you just go for really big hands all the time, you can expect that a lot of the times when you throw to their hands, they're probably just going for it with something cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you can win off that stuff. Yes. But it's weird. So, you're rooting for Horiuchi.
Well, that's on table B. On table A, I think I'm rooting for Yasuda Marina. I don't think you know her, but she has been. She only plays in the women's league, I think.
Okay.
I think she won something, Pro Queen or something like that.
She must have won something to have gotten into the Grand Prix.
Yeah, she comes from Akita every time.
So,
for the women's league and stuff like that.
That is a bit of a trek.
Yeah, so I met her when we both... She joined the same year we did. So, I've been friends with her since then. And she's also friends with, Shimizu, Kaori Shimizu and stuff. Who we are pretty good friends with. So, and then at table D, of course, I'm rooting for Fujisaki.
Right.
I can't think of anyone else I would root for there. And, I don't know, table C... I guess, I don't know. Yamai? It'd be nice if Yamai won something.
Yes. It's funny, he's been an A-leaguer for so long, and yet he has no titles to his name, I don't think, right? Oh, he may have a Champions League.
Yeah, I think he won, Champions League or something. He won something small.
Yeah. Fujisaki, good choice. Definitely rooting for Fujisaki. To take it all.
Yeah.
And like you say, those picks from each table are probably pretty good. Although I like Katsumata too. Lately I have so much respect for the way he plays.
Yeah.
He just seems to he knows everything so deeply. When you see somebody talk about the game and talk about it in a way that you just had not occurred to you at all, then you're like, "Oh, wow. That guy is thinking about the game at least more than I am."
I find lately that I'm not thinking about the game very much at all, and that helps me win.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm finding that I'm not thinking about the game at all, and when I lose, I'm like, oh, wow, I probably should have thought about that a little more. It does not seem to be helping me.
Yeah, you should definitely think about it when you lose.
Yes. Do you have any Mahjong coming up? Any events or anything going on?
I have a guest job on March 10th.
March 10th? Where's that going to be?
In Shiba, Ichikawa.
Wow. That's
and
a new
that's,
place, isn't it?
That's about it. We're kind of on spring break for Mahjong right now.
Yeah. Well, we do finally get to start up a little again in 2 weeks.
That day is my guest job, so I won't be at North Kanto that week.
Interesting. Oh yeah, you know, actually, I just realized because so they've got that new weird system now where they're going to be 8 sessions or 10 sessions, but we only have to go to 8 of them.
I think he said there was 11 sessions.
Or 11 sessions, yeah. and we only have to go to 8 of them.
Yeah.
And what's weird about it is that anybody for whom their home league is the North Kanto League, they have to go to all the sessions.
Yeah, but you can go to all of them if you want to.
And they just take your best 8 scores?
No, they take all your scores.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so if you're
wow, total advantage for people who don't go all the time and happen to win a fair amount early.
Yeah. So then if you're really far ahead, then you might not go to the last 3 sessions.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I've never seen this system before, right? So
that
it's going
like
to be really interesting.
Yeah, a really new sort of system.
It's, I don't know. I'm excited to see how it works.
It is interesting, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to wonder how it works out. I wonder who it will actually benefit in the end.
Mm.
Like, really strong... Well, you can imagine some of the really strong players.
Well, it's going to benefit people who are able to go every time.
Uh-huh.
Like, schedule-wise. So... Because then you can, like, pick and choose when you're going to go, kind of thing.
But, I mean, especially players like...
It would have been really good for you last session.
Yeah.
Last season.
Oh, yes. Except that probably at least 2 or 3 of the times before that I would have been late enough that it would have been like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just wait till next time.
It's interesting, because with all of Horiuchi's titles...
Uh-huh.
He's still... It only lists him... I mean, like, they have a... like, who they expect to win kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And... A few people did this, like, Ada put his 2 cents into it, and Mochizuki and Sarukawa and everybody.
Uh-huh.
And the only person that said that to kind of watch out for Horiuchi was Uotani, who is the winner of the Women's League.
Interesting.
So I think everybody had, you had like a, I think this person's going to win, this person may win, watch out for this person, and keep an eye on this person.
Uh-huh.
And so Horiuchi got 1, keep an eye on this person, only from Uotani, nothing from anyone else.
Wow.
And that's the same with like Kurosawa and Yasuda, who have only won women's only tournaments. They both won Pro Queen, and that's it. And then same with the guy who won the Rookie Cup and Champions League.
Huh.
And Dump got 2. But except for Kondo, didn't get anything. And he doesn't have any titles.
Kondo also Nishikawa? Nishikawa didn't get anything either.
Okay.
But yes, don't even...
Yeah.
I don't
he's only won Champions League as well.
Well, pretty much everybody picked... all but so
everybody
picked
Seto Kuma,
to win it.
It's interesting. They put it in. It's kind of like a horse race, the way that they put it in here. It's like your first, second, third kind of thing. That's kind of fun. I like that.
Pick the trifecta.
Yeah. So I think they had 4 they could pick.
Boy, I can't even read the name that picked Nada Kaicho to win.
Oh, that's Henshubu. So it's just the editor.
Oh, okay. Who was the editor? Editor was...
I don't know.
Huh. Alright, so that's the Grand Prix, which...
Yeah, sorry to bring back a subject we already passed over.
We hadn't quite finished yet. But, yes, that is a tournament that Jen and I probably still have a little ways to go before we get to participate in. But speaking of tournaments that we will have a ways to go before we can participate in, the Phoenix Cup, which I don't think we talked about yet, happened a couple weeks ago, and Seto Kuma won again, which is probably part of the reason that everybody picks him to win the Grand Prix, because it seems like
he's on his game.
Yes, he's on fire a little bit. Congratulations to Seto Kuma for winning his 3rd Phoenix Cup. Yes.
Yes.
Pretty impressive. And he won it kind of going away, too. I think it was a running away. He won, like, 9 plus with plus 90, and I think the next person was Maehara with maybe plus 5 or 6 or something like that. It was a pretty strong win. Pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Not like at the end, he's just sort of jumped ahead on a fluke. Let's see. Anybody who happens to be in Japan next weekend, the Nihon Open, Japan Open, a tournament not being run by the Japan Pro Mahjong League, but actually by the Japan Pro Mahjong Association, one of our rival associations. They do have a qualifier next weekend. So if you're in town, you might want to try to check that out. It could be a chance for you to pick up a title. Who knows? Because, you know, most of the players are going to be from Kyokai, so... most of them can't understand English, so it's okay for me to say that. Let's see. Other Mahjong coming up. Probably I will have a hard time finding Mahjong anytime in the next week because I'm going to be in San Francisco. Hey, anybody in San Francisco, give me a heads up if you happen to have some reason to play Mahjong or somewhere to play Mahjong in San Francisco, because I am likely to be a little bored. I mean, not totally bored. I'm going for my dad's 80th birthday, so obviously that party's going to be fun. But have you ever been to San Francisco?
I've transferred at the airport.
Did you happen to see a Mahjong parlor while you were walking through the airport?
No. I've searched for them for you before, too. Yeah. I haven't found any.
Me, too.
I wonder if there's, like, a club. Because, like, I play with Americans that play in a club kind of thing.
In Seattle?
In Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, you'd think there has to be a pretty, at least some sort of Japanese community in
Hey, if anyone, listeners are in San Francisco.
Yes. If anybody out there is in San Francisco, please drop us a line. Drop me a line. I am Garth E, GARTHEEE, on Twitter. Or if you wanted to reach me at reachmahjong.com, I am just Garth E with one E, GARTHE, at reachmahjong.com.
I'm Jen, JENN, at reachmahjong.com. Looks like there's a Bay Area Mahjong meetup.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Do you know what kind of mahjong they play?
It says they play just about every kind of mahjong.
Wow. So I can just waltz in there and say, hey, I think we should play Japanese mahjong this week.
Yeah.
And maybe they would have to listen to me.
Yeah, you should look it up. There's a Bay Area Mahjong Dojo. So that sounds pretty Japanese.
Wow, that sounds really Japanese.
Yeah.
Totally Japanese. All right, I will check those guys out. Hey, have you heard anything from the United States Pro Mahjong League?
No, not recently. Huh. They used to write a column for us, and I haven't heard from them in quite a while.
Huh. Well, I used to write a column for us. And
yeah, it would be nice if you did that again.
Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up as if that was a good subject for me to bring up, but... let's see, any other news going on? I'm out of news.
No, I don't think so. It's pretty slow these few months. I haven't been updating reachmahjong.com again, but one of our partners in crime will be in Japan next week.
Gemma is coming.
Yes.
She's at. Do I understand this correctly? She is moving to Japan?
Yes. I don't know if she wants everybody to know that, but now you do.
Oh.
So it's too bad. I'm not sure. I think it'll be fine.
Well, everybody, keep that on the down low.
Yeah. Anyway, I am so excited. I can't contain my excitement, so that's why we're letting it out on the podcast.
Way to go. You do look a little worked up.
So hopefully she'll come join us next week for both of our podcasts.
Fantastic.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
She can come the Japanese one and this one. She's been on the Japanese one before, I think.
Yes.
And she's been on this one before.
I think we've definitely had her a fair number of times in our little things.
Yeah, so...
And, you know, every time we do anything from a World Series event, she is there.
That's
so
right.
Of course we get her there.
Oh, yeah, and William Hung also contacted me again yesterday or the day before.
About...
So he's playing Japanese Mahjong a lot.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Interesting dude, like that guy. Mr. Positive. Randomly heard from the World Series of Mahjong that there is going to be an event in June, I guess. in Sydney, Australia. So if you are interested in playing in that, I think they said the entry is going to be like $2,300 Australian. Of course, it'll be Australian, or it'll be the World Series rules, not Reach Mahjong, or not Reach Mahjong rules. So you'll have to brush up on those rules if you want to play. But, you know, it's kind of a fun chance to play and meet some people from other countries who like the same game that we do.
Yeah. Okay. I think, well, it's going to be a little bit shorter this week, but...
Okay.
We're
still close to half an hour, no?
Yeah, we've got 25 minutes, so sometimes we go longer.
Sometimes I talk forever. Forever.
We'll have a lot more to talk about once Gemma comes.
And, you know, once the season starts again, it really has been a quiet time. I've been having a hard time finding people to play. I finally, and you know, last week, my friends that like have been saying, hey, let's play Mahjong. And then every time I invite them, they're like, oh, aren't you a pro? Like, do I want to play with a pro? And I'm like, you guys said we should play. Finally, they, like last week, they're like, hey, let's play on Wednesday. And I was like, are you joking me? That's when I'm going to America. So the one time my friends finally invite me to play, I'm not in the country. Annoying. But, you know, like you say, it's sort of between seasons. Spring will bring more Mahjong. Be outside enjoying the cherry blossoms. Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So, thank you everybody.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
See ya.